Senator Ted Cruz champions border security, economic growth, and Texas values in South Texas speech. Texas border business. Texas border business. McAllen, October 22-2024. In a recent speech, Senator Ted Cruz passionately addressed key issues that resonate with Texas voters, particularly those in South Texas. He framed his campaign as a defense of constitutional rights, a call for strong border security, and promoting economic development, specifically focusing on infrastructure improvements. The senator didn't hesitate to call out his opponent, Colin Allred, and made several bold contrasts between their respective stances on crucial issues. Cruz's focus on economic development took center stage, emphasizing his role in securing the permits for 4 new international bridges between Texas and Mexico. These bridges, Cruz stated, are more than just concrete and steel. They represent jobs, trade, and prosperity for Texans. These projects, which include 2 bridges in Laredo, 1 in Eagle Pass, and 1 in Brownsville, are expected to drive billions in trade and create thousands of jobs, a crucial point in an area that thrives on cross-border commerce. Cruz pointed to the delays caused by bureaucratic obstacles under the Biden administration, claiming his leadership in overcoming these challenges through bipartisan legislation. The topic of border security was another major focus. Cruz did not shy away from criticizing Allred's stance on immigration, stating that his opponent advocates for open borders, a position Cruz labeled as dangerous and radical. According to Cruz, Allred's approach to the border would make Texas less secure, and they called out Allred for labeling those who support stricter border security as racists. Cruz's firm stance on building and maintaining the border wall was framed as a defense of Texas values and a key distinction between himself and Allred. Texans don't want open borders, they want safety and sovereignty, Cruz remarked. One of the most significant moments of the speech came when Cruz proudly announced the endorsement of Senator Eddie Lucio, a longtime Democratic state senator from the Rio Grande Valley. Lucio's support was painted as a testament to Cruz's ability to appeal to Democrats who share conservative values on issues like family, faith, and patriotism. Cruz pointed out that Lucio, despite his Democratic affiliation, represents the common-sense values of the region, values that align with Cruz's vision for South Texas. This endorsement is expected to sway some traditionally Democratic regional voters, solidifying Cruz's bipartisan appeal. On energy policy, Cruz pulled no punches, attacking the Biden administration and Allred for what he called a war on oil and gas. Cruz framed this issue as critical to protecting small businesses and jobs in a state where the energy sector is a cornerstone of the economy. He warned that Allred's support for green energy policies could harm the state's economy. The oil and gas industry are the lifeblood of Texas, Cruz declared. We will not let Washington destroy our jobs in the name of their radical agenda. Throughout his speech, Cruz also made sure to highlight his defense of constitutional rights, particularly the First and Second Amendments. He positioned himself as a guardian of free speech and religious liberty, contrasting this with what he described as Allred's support for policies that infringe on these freedoms. Cruz also touched on the issue of gun control, accusing Allred of holding extreme views and even suggesting that his opponent regrets the existence of the Second Amendment. I stand with Texans in defending our right to bear arms, Cruz said, framing this as a non-negotiable issue for many of his constituents. Cultural values were also a recurring theme, with Cruz positioning himself aligned with the deeply rooted conservative principles of South Texas's Hispanic community. He noted the region's high military enlistment rates and praised its strong sense of patriotism and individual responsibility. He also pointed to the contentious issue of transgender athletes competing in women's sports, a topic that has stirred national debate. Cruz claimed Allred supports this, positioning it as another example of how out of touch his opponent is with the values of South Texas. Texans know the difference between right and wrong, and I stand with them in defending our children and our sports, Cruz emphasized. Senator Cruz's speech aimed to solidify his connection with South Texas voters, focusing on his record of economic development and infrastructure improvements, such as the 4 international bridges. His appeal to the region's Hispanic voters, supported by Senator Lucio's endorsement, could be pivotal as Cruz seeks to retain his Senate seat.